He could have put them
through. Yeah, they say those are caused by a virus now, don't they? Everything is caused by a virus.
Yeah, I'm down.
And what would you say about the place around there? The skin isn't level, it's what?
Well, the rind swells up. It's big. It's above the evenness of the rest of the neck.
And you say that place around there is what?
We call it a rind. And
that's a scar, isn't
it? Yeah, when it's well, it leaves a scar.
What would you call a place where a bullet goes into the body? Doctor will.
Do they call it a wound or a wound?
Both of them.
They use both.
When a horse gets one of those, say from barbed wire or something, and it doesn't heal, what do you call that old red meat in the wound?
Proud flesh. Proud flesh.
Do you use lye or lime on that?
Yeah, they use lime, but not lye.
Just burn out the proud flesh, huh?
Well, lime. Of course, there's a lot of preparation for that proud flesh now, and you know why that proud flesh comes in there. Ordinarily, you go to doctor and ride straight, and the first thing you know, it starts healing. And then comes your proud flesh. And then you got to put something on there that'll eat that proud flesh out.
Mm-hmm. Do it to heal from the bottom instead of the top.
Yeah, that's right.
What expressions do you use for dying?
A person is dying?
Yeah. They say he's died or he's...
No, he's dying.
Well...
They say he's gone. He's gone. Or she's gone.
And if you want to find out what killed him, let's say you have another good friend who knows, what would you ask him?
Ask him what he thinks killed so-and-so. And let him tell me if he knows what killed him.
Or what did the man
die with? And
then let's see, he's taken to the undertaker.
Yeah.
And the undertaker puts him in a casket. And then
after you've gone down and arranged for one, they don't pick out your casket. You go down there and then you show them what you want. And that's it.
And then the family will gather and there'll be a
funeral.
And the widow will wear black to show that she's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now what's that called? Mourning? Yes.
And if she's concerned about the future, somebody might say to her, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to
grieve yourself to that. It's
grieve, or
what you call it, grieving mama? Take, for instance, the young woman with two children was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, I guess that'd be best.
Did you ever say worry? Don't worry.
Yeah, you can say that.
It's funny how some people are worriers and other people aren't. Yeah. I don't know which kind is better.
Some don't worry about anything. Some always. Some
young man here yesterday, and to see our boy. They were in the Navy together.